very interesting. Suddenly the pasuk turns into the Indian of Yom Kippur. The last pasuk of Bashas Tzaveh is Aaron HaKohen's Avoda in Yom Kippur, where he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then we have Pashas Kisisa, the Pasha of the Chet HaEgel. There's a very interesting and deep Nakuda here, which we're just going to touch the Nakuda. And that is the Aaron in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you had the Luchas inside and you had the Shvir Saluchas inside. On top of the Aaron, you had the Kruvim. The Kruvim were a picture of two faces facing each other. What's the Inyan? What's the Oymek Inyan? Avada, the Inyan is too deep for us, but just to bring it down the shtickel to our level, the Inyan is the following. The Inyan is that the Aaron showed the unbelievable chashivas of learning the Torah Kedosha. It showed that when a person learns Torah Kedosha, he's really Yeshiv Shoyna, HaKadosh Baruch is Yeshiv Shoyna Kenegdoi. Every time a person opens a Sefer, he's learning Chavrusa with the Rabbi Nishloinim. Chazal say, Minayin Shafel Echad Shi Yeshiv Oysid Matoyer Shashchino Shoyna Kenegdoi. Inside you had the Luchos, and you had the Shvirs HaLuchos. And on top of that, you had the idea of a person's got to realize what's going on when he learns Torah. When he's learning Torah, he's got his kashrus between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is, and therefore Memela, it's very interesting, because after the Chet HaEgel, the Baruch Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, Psol Lecha, say Chazal, Tzadok talks about it, that's the Sharish of Torah Shebal Peh. Psol Lecha, Yidin, working everything out themselves, that's Torah Shebal Peh. In other words, the Torah is the shidduch, is the ring, the engagement ring between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and he proposed us the shidduch. That's Torah Shebiksav. And that's Torah Shebiksav. Mamet HaSinai, Vayered Hashem al HaSinai, he came to us and he proposed the shidduch. And he was the one who was giving us the ring, which is the Luchos. And then Klal Yisrael in the Eagle, right, messed up, whatever, Avada, it was a big cheshbonus. But Klal Yisrael failed that Nakuda. Says the Rabbi Nishlam, Avada, nothing changed in terms of the only iskashrus we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only marriage that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'yom Chasanosa, Izum Matan Torah, is still with the Torah HaKadosha. And made it therefore, says Rabbi Nishlam, now, if you want iskashrus back to me, if you want to marry me, the Bechina is, now it's going to come from you, you have to propose to me. So nothing's changed, just changed who's the one who's proposed, and who's the one who accepts the shidduch. Now, through the koyach of after the Chet HaEgel, Rabbi Shalom says Psol Lecha, and then Moshe Rabbeinu is Megala, the Yud Gimel Midas Arachim, which Chazal says Keneged the Yud Gimel Midas Shatoyin Adreshes Behem, which is the Sherish of Torah Shebal Peh. And all that's changed is that now we have to be Mekabel Torah, we have to get married, we have to propose this shidduch between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah HaKadosha. And Purim, Purim is Kimu Kibla Yehudim, says the Medrash Tanchum in Pashas Noyach, Yidnu Mekabel Torah Shebal Peh. Purim is a Kimu Kibla of Torah Shebal Peh. So the Yom Tov of Purim is when we say to the Rabbi Shalom, Avada and Avada, we want to come back to you. Whatever happened in the Chet HaEgel, when Torah Shebiksav was broken, Rabbi Shalom, we want to come back to you. And the Chukah that Yid has, on Purim is the Kimu Kibla Yehudim. We won this Shidduch. When you proposed it, we failed. Now we're proposing the Shidduch. And then therefore, it builds up our realizing that the only iskashrus that we can have with our Rabbeinu Shalom is through the Hilchos Torah, through the Torah HaKadosha. And that's the Yom Tov of Purim in this week's parsha, Parshas Kisisa, which is the Psol Lecha, which is Torah Shebal Peh, which is the Yom Tov of Purim, which is the Kabbalah's Torah Shebal Peh, of us coming back to our Kodesh Baruch Hu with this proposal, with this iskashrus. And made it therefore when a Yid learned, that's why the Luchas and the Shivrei Luchas were put into the Aaron. Because Yid has to know whether he's learning Torah Shebiksav, whether he's learning Torah Shebal Peh, Yid has to know that what's happening is he has to visualize the Kruvim, he has to feel as if Mamish he's facing the Rabbeinu Shleinim. Ponim b'ponim, Dibra Hashem imochem. He's the person's learning the Rabbeinu Shleinim, ponim b'ponim. It gives us an unbelievable schus that we can learn b'chavrusa kaviyachal with HaKadosh Baruch, and it's not such as a chavrusa, Chazal says, it's even a shidduch. Because that's what we have to be mechazak ourselves this week, from Baruch Shalom Shalabas, b'shemezerch etzukim ha-makiblo, Kabbalah's Torah, to Shebal Peh, mitoch Ava, mitoch Chedva, mitoch Chuka, and the message of Shem, we should be zerch etzukim ha-makiblo, Kabbalah's Torah, to Shebal Peh, mitoch Ava, mitoch Chedva, mitoch Chuka, and the message of Shem, we should be zerch etzukim ha-makiblo, Kabbalah's Torah, to Shebal Peh, mitoch Ava, mitoch Chedva, mitoch Chuka, and the message of Shem, we should be zerch etzukim ha-makiblo, Kabbalah's Torah, to Shebal Peh, mitoch Ava, mitoch Chedva, mitoch Chuka, and the message of Shem, we should be zerch etzukim ha-makiblo, Kabbalah's Torah, to Shebal Peh, mitoch Ava, mitoch Chedva, mitoch Chuka, and the message of Shem, we should be zerch etzukim ha-makiblo, Kabbalah's Torah, to Shebal Peh, mitoch Ava, mitoch Chedva, mitoch Chuka, and the message of Shem, we should be zerch etzukim ha-makiblo, K